When a new addiction treatment center opens in Boston today, it'll bring the number of treatment beds in the city back to where it was 2.5 years ago. That was when officials suddenly closed the crumbling bridge to Long Island, shutting down several social service programs located on Long Island. As WBUR's Deborah Becker reports, the city and the state provided $2 million in grants and loans to help open this new center.
This is often people's home for the first time in a long, long time.
Jonathan Scott is president and CEO of Victory Programs. He's proudly showing a beautifully restored 6,000-square-foot house in Roxbury that today becomes Victory's newest addiction treatment program for women, called New Jolynn's Home.
The house is beautiful.
Isn't it great?
Victory Programs, which runs 18 treatment facilities, most of them for women, purchased this single-family home for more than $850,000 and used $2 million in state and city assistance to renovate it.
The city of Boston and the Commonwealth teamed up and really helped with very important loans and grants. The state recognized the importance of women's services, what everybody's going through in the opioid epidemic.
New Jolynn's Home is licensed as a recovery home. That's a place where people go, usually after a month of rehab, to learn how to live independently. A typical stay is 4 to 6 months. Some can stay as long as a year. Its name is from the original treatment program on Long Island, Jolynn's Family Home. It was named after Scott's mother, who helped raise money for the original program. Scott says it's been a struggle since Boston officials closed all the social service programs on Long Island in October of 2014 when they shut down the bridge to the island because it was not safe. Victory lost 47 treatment beds. But with these 24 beds now at New Jolynn's Home, they'll have the same capacity they had when the bridge closed.
This opening really makes us whole again. This building is certainly this kind of jewel in the crown. I tell people it often takes 5 years to open a single recovery home, so that our team could do it in 2.5 years is pretty outstanding. Yeah. So.
37-year-old Kelly Raposa vividly remembers the bridge closing. She had been in a Victory program on Long Island for about 5 months and had a new job in Boston. Raposa was waiting for a ride back to the program after work.
I was waiting for the van to go back onto the island, and then I got a phone call from my roommate and my senior counselor saying, you know, they're closing the bridge. What do you need? We'll grab stuff from your room.
Raposa says it was chaotic. Hundreds of people who had just a few hours to leave the island's treatment programs and homeless shelters were standing in parking lots with their belongings in garbage bags, not knowing where they were going next.
It's kind of surreal now. It was crazy. I didn't know what to do.
Raposa was placed in a hotel room with some other women for the night, and she was back in a program by the next day. Like some 70% of the women in treatment at Victory Programs, Raposa is a mother. After several months in treatment and then help with housing, she now has custody of her 5-year-old son, a job, and a car. Raposa says although more beds are now available, even more are needed.
I'm happy for Victory Programs. I'm happy for the women that get to have a bed here, because it is so hard as a woman to find a bed. Waiting lists, you know, people are fighting, people are dying to get into places like this.
It's still not clear what might happen on Long Island, a 214-acre island in the middle of Boston Harbor with several shuttered buildings. Camp Harborview, a summer camp for inner-city children, still operates on the island using ferries to transport the campers. Boston officials estimate it would cost about $80 million to replace the bridge. And city officials say a cost-benefit analysis is still being done and no decisions have been made about the future of Long Island. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.